Next patient is Carl Edelsberger. That is C-A-R-L. Edelsberger is A-D-D-L-E-S-B-E-R-G-E-R. Edelsberger, A-D-D-L-E-S-B-E-R-G-E-R. Date of birth is 11-2-1947. Please make a copy for Sergi Turchin. T-U-R-C-H-I-N. Date of visit is 8-4-23. Next paragraph. Dear Sergi, S-E-R-G-E-Y. Thank you for sending Carl Edelsberger for evaluation. Next paragraph is parental illness. This is a 75-year-old male who was previously treated for hypertension and atrial flutter and coronary artery disease. Was sent for a chest CTA in December of 22. The patient's chest CT showed evidence of bilateral lung nodules and few calcified granulomas and a perihilar left lower lobe nodule measuring 1 centimeter. He also had patchy ground glass linear opacities in the lower lobe and mildly enlarged mediastinal lymph nodes. The patient was sent for a follow-up chest CT on 8-1-23, and it showed stable lung nodules, including a 3 millimeter left fissure nodule and a 3 millimeter right lower lobe nodule, as well as a 3 millimeter right mid lobe nodule and ground glass nodules in the right upper lobe. No pleural effusions. Period. The patient denies any cough, wheezing, or shortness of breath. He has been treated for hypertension for over 10 years. Denies history of diabetes. Yet, no recent history for weight loss, fevers, chills, and night sweats. Next paragraph, other past history includes history of wrist fracture with repair and trigger finger. He also had a vasectomy. And he has history of hypertension. Next paragraph, habits. The patient smoked 1 pack per day for 15 years and then quit. Occasional alcohol use. Next paragraph, allergies, none listed. Next paragraph, family history. Father died of lung cancer. Mother also had a history of lung cancer. Next paragraph. System review of the patient denies weight loss. He has no fatigue or fever. He has no cataracts or glaucoma. He has no vertigo, hoarseness, and nosebleeds. He has occasional cough, no wheezing. Denies abdominal pains, nausea, vomiting. He has no chest or jaw pain or palpitations, no anxiety or depression. He has some joint pains and no muscle aches, no seizures, headaches, or memory loss, and no skin rash. Next, med list include the finasteride 5 milligrams daily, lisinopril 5 milligrams daily, Eliquis 5 milligrams BID, Coreg 3.125 milligrams BID. Next, physical exam. This averagely built elderly male was alert, pale, no acute distress. There was no cyanosis, icterus, peripheral edema. Blood pressure is 135 by 70, pulse is 65, respirations 20, temps 978, weight is 208. HE and air, non-spheric pupils, reactive. Tongue is moist, nasal mucous edema, throat is clear. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions. Lung fields are clear. Heart, the absence of irregular, asthma, and S2, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly. Bowel sounds active. Extremities, no lesions or edema, no calf tenderness. Reflexes 1+, no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerve is grossly intact. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Bilateral lung nodules and number 2, history of atrial fibrillation and ASHD. Number 3 is hypertension. Number 4, hyperlipidemia. Next plan, the patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study. And he was also advised to follow up chest CT in 3 months. He would also require a sleep study, but he refuses to have it. The copy of his recent labs will be requested. And the patient was advised to come back for a follow-up in 6 weeks. I think it was a consultation. Copy for Sergei Turchin, MD. Turchin, T-U-R-C-H-I-N. Sergei, S-E-R-G-E-Y, MD. Thank you.